Hey friends, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. The Australian Open is in full swing, and let me tell you, I am thrilled. I love tennis. I love the Australian Open. I cannot wait to just stay up all night and watch tennis, and let me tell you why. When I was a wee lad, I adored the game of tennis. It's one of my first loves. I wasn't very good. I'm not even going to pretend. Not a very good tennis player. But that did not stop me from having a ball out there on the tennis court. The reason why I love the Australian Open so much is because it's everything you could possibly wish for. Everything you could possibly hope for as a young tennis player. You could spend all day, every waking minute, playing tennis, practicing, playing with your friends. Go home, eat dinner, and then spend all night watching the best tennis players in the world. You can have your cake and eat it. And I remember as a kid, I had some friends who were really good at tennis. And that's exactly what we would do. We would spend all day outside running around on the tennis court. We'd take a break, eat some dinner, and then we'd spend all night watching Nadal, watching Federer until like 3 or 4 in the morning. So I have so many fond memories of just staying up watching tennis. So every year I circle it. I'm January. I can't wait to start off the new year with some tennis. And this tournament has a lot of brilliant storyline. So let me tell you, just a couple of my favorites. Let's start with the women, shall we? Ash Barty is world number one, and she looks every bit world number one right now. She's playing just at a phenomenal level. For context, she won Wimbledon last year, took some time off. This year, she started off at Adelaide, and she looked incredible. She won both the singles and doubles title. And so far at the Australian Open, she's continuing to look extremely sharp. She's Australian. This is her home major. She has not won it yet. In fact, the last Australian to win the singles title at the Australian Open was Chris O'Neill in, get this, 1978. Barty addressed the questions directed to her. Are you thinking about breaking this 44-year drought? She's definitely aware of it, but she said she can only do the best that she can. She went to the quarters, lost, went to the semis, lost. But this year, the way that she's playing, she could really do it. She could really do it, my friends. But to do that, she'd have to beat Naomi Osaka early in the tournament. This is interesting because Naomi Osaka is the defending champion of the Australian Open. She's won it twice, including last year. She's one of the best hardcourt players in the world. But she's on track to play Barty in the fourth round. Now, how in the world could the world number one play the defending champion in the fourth round so early in the tournament? This sounds like a final. It really does. It should be a final. But because Osaka took some time off, she ended up slipping down the rankings. When asked about it, this matchup against Barty so early in the tournament, Osaka said, "I'm the type of person that I don't look at the draw. I only look at the person I'm going to play. I was literally out somewhere yesterday and someone told me about Barty. Don't tell me about anything past that. I'm just trying to get past the first round." As fans, we can look ahead. As players, you can't. You have to focus. We also can't forget about Emma Raducanu, who's coming off of a U.S. Open victory. When she played at the Australian Open last time, she was playing in the juniors. This is her Australian Open debut. And in her first match, she beat major champion Sloane Stephens in 3 sets. What's interesting about that, my friends, is that this is the first time Raducanu has played 3 sets in a major. Let that sink in for a second. It's not a very big data set, true, but how impressive is it that she won a major and has not played 3 sets at a major until this week, until recently, when she played Stephens. Now, on the men's side, the major storyline is Rafael Nadal. With Novak Djokovic not being able to play this year, Nadal is the only former champion playing in the men's draw. In fact, this is the first time he's in a draw without Federer and Djokovic, if you can imagine. He's playing for the same history that 9-time Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic was playing for, a record-breaking 21 Grand Slam titles. Nadal won it back in 2009 and is also trying to become the second man behind Djokovic to win all 4 majors at least twice. And he's also trying to become the third man in the Open era to win the Australian Open after turning 35. The other two people would be Roger Federer and Ken Rosewall. So think about all that history for Rafa. And this is in the wake of a foot injury. Can he do it? Your guess is as good as mine, but I cannot wait to watch the 6-seeded Rafael Nadal try to make history. And those are just some of the storylines I can't wait to stay up all night and watch this tournament. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.